Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Make a wish. One with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. We have a wonderful, exciting show today. Our next to the last one. I won't say our last one from the Land of Oz, but I will say that this is one to remember. We have some special guests on the playground today as we explore what it means to align, to shift into truth. I can think of so many times that I did or didn't do something because of someone, what I thought someone would say or think. Many times in my life, you know, I've lived out of the space. Yes, I'm telling it. I'm telling the truth right now. No half. Half don't lead to anything. You see, a being down under has shed a lot of light on this for me about how we color to not only suit ourselves, our own personality, but also, especially, of those who are in any type of love relationship, you know, romantic or not. And untruth has caused us to not give proper measure to our ultimate and optimal health and well-being, causing distress in all parts of our bodies, our personal health, and the health of our values, the ones that we share our heart. So I'm just saying, it has come time, it is now time for us to shift in truth. For some of us, it may be more than, you know, more than a notion of shifting, you know. But shift we indeed must do. And this means saying no when it's time. This means submitting and surrendering to the kindness and compassion of saying yes when it's time to say yes, as opposed to saying yes from a place of needing that stamp of approval. I don't know whether energetically because Australia's moving in a different direction or under me or under the equator or not. It's why this shift occurred in me. I only know that it has, and I am ever grateful to everyone that I have met here, this beautiful, beautiful land, what I call breezy, easy breezy, you know, when you can truly say from the core of your being what works for you, you know that this statement can only come from pure love for yourself, that of another. You know that there's no need to fight or to fail about your decision to make your own being. There's nothing that is best than that. Just to know that it just looks like it does to them, and there's nothing for you to do about that except to be at peace with your shift and truth. I am in love with love right here, right now, on this playground of life, play experience. At the top, you heard George Gorillaz, my good friend with pure imagination. And then you heard the beautiful sounds of the didgeridoo from this land where I sit. And I am so grateful that I got the chance to meet with some Aboriginal elders today. I got to be in the energy of their grace. A very humble and people are now saying no when it's time to say no. I can thank going this. I am grateful to have some students on the playground with me right now. My new family. My new home. I am going to welcome them on the playground right now. I have Ethel, Mary. I have Jeffrey Sands and Carly Sands. Playground. I'm going to welcome them. Welcome to Playground of Life, you all.
Hi.
Hi, Ombasa.
I got you. Yes. Oh, my good, wonderful buddies. We've been having such a fantastic time over here. What?
We love having you here. We don't want you to go, Ombasa.
Now, you have already said this is now your second home, so we are expecting you to come back.
That's right.
So y'all are going to hold me to it now, right?
That's right.
That's
for sure.
That's okay. I'm okay with that. I don't mind being held to align with my truth, you know. I am just so enamored with all of you. I can't stop talking about you to the people in the States. I'm constantly talking about. They know who you are now. You can't even hide. When you come over there, they're going to know, oh, that's Sam. Oh, that's Marty. Oh,
maybe check a fade in the suitcase.
Ethel, you know I just had to get an extra suitcase, so I think y'all are all fit in there.
Yeah,
we
just
don't
an
mind.
Extra one.
We
can just pay $200.
That's right. Excess baggage.
That's all right. But, you know, it won't be unaccompanied baggage. It'll be accompanied baggage, as they say.
I am
just thrilled to have you all on this playground. We had an awesome time here this month. It's been a whole full month. It feels like it's like 2 weeks, but then it also feels like 2 years because for me, when I got here, I felt like time just collapsed, if that makes any sense. I just felt like there was no time. I had to keep asking, what day is this? Because it's so many hours that are, it's kind of like an overlapping because, you know, still talking to people in the States and, you know, not knowing just what time it was, you know. Really weird, but good, a good weird, because, you know, I always say the weirder the better. But Deb, I need you, Deb Sands, to give us who is Deb Sands. So that everybody on the playground gets to know you better.
Okay. Who am I? Look, I am a mother of four children, four daughters, very happily married, woman to a wonderful man, Guy. I have two brothers. We are from South Africa, but resided here in Australia. I have both my parents, and they live with me. And we are quite a big family, extended family, from my mother's side and father's side, but majority of my family lives, of my mother's side live here. And I have taken over the reins as far as the dancing, because mum was the dancing teacher in our family, and I've taken over in that regard. And it's part of my marrow, part of my who I am. So, yes, I'm a dancing teacher as well.
Yeah, and I did hear it. Your mom is beautiful. Oh, my goodness, everyone, you just need to meet Sybil, okay, because Sybil is off the chain. Oh, it was such a, well, we're going to let you all tell about the play and healing event in a minute, but I tell you, I felt so honored, and I think I spoke it to all of you out of all of the play and healing events. I have to tell the truth, all the major players were there on the playground right there. It was warming to feel the energy of so many powerful people in one room. I was totally silly putty. I was just so silly putty because you all made my whole year just being there, being who you were and being ready to play. I'm telling you, it was from the youngest. I mean, even though Bria, she kind of went and flitted in and out like a butterfly, she was there as holding the space. And then Carly, oh my dear, wonderful, beautiful Carly. We're gonna let her speak in a minute. But Carly was just how old is Carly? 21, right?
21. That's right.
21, yep. Right. So, yeah, she was there, and she was speaking her truth and playing with us. And then the eldest, I'm not going to have to tell her age on air, but I tell you, Sybil, your mom was just every bit of play with us that day.
She would
on our
be
play
happy
day.
For you to mention her age because she embraces her age. So I'm happy to say she's 74.
Wow. She's doing very well.
Wow. And she was up there dancing just as hard as you and Ethel. It was just so powerful. It was so powerful.
It was amazing. Honestly, Ambassa, like I said, I was very honored to have you in my home and Ethel as well. And it was just such a moving and inspiring time that we had together. You know, so much growth, so much love, so much passion was really felt in that time, you know, when we were, you know, when we had this on last Saturday. And it was amazing. And like you said, yeah, you'd love to talk to Carly later, but I never mentioned really about, you know, how Carly came into my life, because I was given a second chance in life. My first part, or could I say chapter of my life, was I was married to Boris Watts going back in 1984, and we had two children, and we had a wonderful life, you know, moved from the inner city to the more outer city of Sydney in Windsor, and we, you know, I had a family life like any other normal family, embracing things, but as life would have it, in 1994, my late husband had a car accident, and both my kids were killed in this car accident. And then, obviously, with Boris, you know, 7 months after the death of the children, he couldn't cope with life, so he took his own life. And in that same time, I was pregnant as well. And, you know, for your whole family to be taken out like a carpet being ripped out under your feet, literally, you know, 1 minute your family's there, the next they're not. And this is what happened. My two beautiful children, my son of 9, my daughter of 6, and then my husband that I was married to for 10 years, you know, all of a sudden they were not there. But I was pregnant, and with this little baby, 7 months pregnant, and somehow, you know, she gave me the hope for life that, yeah, I had to live. There's a reason why I'm put on this earth. And Cherie was born, you know, in February of 1995. And then my painful journey of just putting piecing my life together and knowing that I have this beautiful little baby and the network of my family, to keep me going. And 4 years went by, and then I met this amazing man called Guy Sams. I can't believe I was given a second chance in life. And he had these two beautiful daughters, Carly and Dana, her older sister. And unfortunately, they lost their mum, Tracy Sands, to cancer. And by the grace of God, our family came together. And in the year 2000, we got married. And then in 2001, we had our little baby, Bria, and obviously gelled the family together. And that's how the second chapter in my life came about. And this is why we can talk about Carly.
Well, you know, it's really beautiful, and I want to ask you, because one of the reasons why I wanted you to be on the show is because of your beautiful demeanor inside and out, and it's such a cool glass of water on a hot summer's day to just be in your presence with all of the things that have happened for you, because I always say the things don't happen to you, they happen for you for your mm-hmm. own growth and development here on this playground, because this is a game. This is about how we play it. And I have to say, you are a champion in terms of the game of life. And so I want to ask you, what is it that you can share with other people who deal with tragedies and dealing with tragedies even as we speak? How do you move through it to even be in a place of playing, passionately loving, appreciating you after all of that?
Adversity is a big struggle because you have to deal with your great loss. It is not easy. But if you have a good network, and I believe there always are, you know, we do have good people around us. I had my parents. I also had my church, my local priest and parishioners, and my extended family. And I had to be open. I needed to because I'm the kind of person I love to talk, and so by expressing my feelings, how I felt, whether they were at times I was down in the dumps, but I let them know. And just to talking healed. And because there was so much love around, how could I not, you know, embrace this love and be thankful for it and go through this life and say, yeah, you know, God, you are there. You are helping me through this. It may be a struggle, but there's so many good things. So many good things came, you know, that I encountered, so many good people I've met along the way in that, it was 4 years before I met Guy, being on my own with my little girl. She gave me the joy for life, but it was still painful to know that her mm-hmm. brother and sister, you know, my two other children were not there anymore. The man that I, you know, loved so much in my life, that he was not there either, and the person she would call dad. But I believe there was a reason to all of this. You know, I don't understand why they had to go, or why they had to endure this kind of, you know, horrible pain by going through an accident and, you know, my late husband, you know, committing suicide. But I think it's because of all the beautiful people that were in my life. And I believe that life was there to be embraced. I'm here for a reason. My journey is not done. And head on and said, you know, with my beautiful daughter, and then meeting this amazing, you know, new guy in my life, and yeah, his name is Guy, and his gorgeous daughters, and you know, just coming across beautiful people in my life, just like yourself, Mbasa, Ethel, you know, Sister Angelina, all these beautiful people that enrich life. How can you not embrace it and love it, and pass it on?
Yes. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, and it is a revival of a love story, and it's a beautiful love story that we are allowed we are all allowed. I'm going to talk to Carly in a minute, get her take on it. But
yes.
This is, I'm going to do something. I'm going to stop and do something right now because I feel it. And that is to offer you the love of Sherry Marie. And she has a song that is called Revival of a Love Story. And I'm going to dedicate it to you and Carly and your family right now. So but just take a listen to this. I'll be right back with you, and we're going to talk to Carly, okay?
Yeah, okay, right. Thank you.
I feel so alone. A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I?
Oh,
love story. Oh, my goodness. It's got to be me, you know? It's all about passionately loving and appreciating you, yes? I mean, it's the revival of this love story. It's got to be me. Yeah, and she talks about you must stand and be, starting here and now. You've got to know, you know? It's like starting here and now, shift into the truth, aligned in with the truth, you know? The revival of this love story in my life has to be me, you know? She talks about, as I search all around, now I understand what truth can be as long as I love me. And that is what you did. And I tell you, it is, you are a yo woman. My dear Deb, you are a yo woman. I salute you and your beautiful daughters, every single one of them. But I want to give Carly a shout out now and just talk to her about just a little bit about this aligning with truth of who you are. There's Carly right there.
Hi, I'm Bussa.
Hey, love. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Yes, indeed. And you heard us. We're talking about how we can shift into the truth of who we are. So first I want to say, let you say, who is Carly? Your last name is Sands, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, indeed. So tell us, who is Carly Sands?
Well, I was born 19th of May, 1993, to my beautiful parents, Guy Sands, and my late mother, Tracy Sands. I was unfortunately born premature because my mother had breast cancer at that time, so she needed chemotherapy, so I had to be taken out about 6 to 8 weeks early. Due to that, I unfortunately had respiratory problems, and I had to be rushed back to the hospital. I was actually very close to death, but I still managed to fight through, and I'm happily and alive today at the age of 21.
Beautiful.
Fortunately, I have a beautiful older sister, Dana, although at times, even from the very beginning, she's been a bit of a dominant. Pinch me when I was a dominant sibling. She pinched me when I was just a baby. She was only two, but she was showing her territory, I suppose. But we still love each other, and, like, you know, what siblings are there for, to support each other and everything. We tragically lost my mother to breast cancer when I was 4 years old, and it was a bit of a hard time for Dad and taking care of both Dana and I for a while, until he met my beautiful mother now, Deborah, about 4 years later. And she obviously had a beautiful daughter, Cherie. And Cherie, Dana and I became pretty close as sisters, even before Mum and Dad even got married. It was like we came pretty close. And then, of course, we had our final sister, Bria, coming in 2001. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better family. They are loving and caring, and I appreciate everything about them. For those who are unaware, I'm autistic. I have Asperger's syndrome. And, you know, I've learned, you know, to be proud of that. I'm not ashamed to tell anyone that I'm autistic. I'm happy to say that I'm autistic and I'm proud of it. I'm now actually in my third and final year at university, at the University of Western Sydney, where I'm currently studying Bachelor of International Studies, which I want to further on my studies by going into my Masters of Secondary Teaching once I graduate from my undergraduate course. And that's me.
Yes, and that's the truth about Carly Sands. I tell you what, that is so, so awesome, Carly. I'm glad you articulated that, of course, superbly, to let everybody know who Carly Sands is. Now tell me, how did you find the Play and Heal event at your house, the Happy Home event?
I found it to be, like, really uplifting for me. It made me open up to everyone and to myself, more importantly, that who I am, and I should embrace it and not, you know, don't let society's views on me bring it down and everything like that. And, you know, it was for the first time I was actually able to open up to other people and tell them everything. And I'm really happy that, and I want to thank you personally thank you for that, for the one-on-one session we had. I really thoroughly enjoyed it, and I was able to open up and everything, and I walked away feeling much more confident with myself and with everything in life.
Wow. Well, it is definitely your time to shine. And I'm going to do something again. Just because I can, I have something for you, Miss Carly. I'm going to play a song from Sherry Marie again. She's our star performer for the hour. She's going to come on stage, and she is going to sing for you, Time to Shine. So I'm going to give you some of that right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hold right on. Here it comes. Time to Shine by Sherry Marie.
Somebody told you not to be fabulous. They tried to take your soul. Guess what? They lied. You're in control.
Time to shine. time to shine. And that is your time. It is your time, Carly Sands, to shine, my dear. You are artistic, and I say artistic because that's my word. Everybody gets to deal with their shift with their truth. My truth is artistic, and we are all here as life artists. How can you call yourself a human being and you're not willing to create as the Creator created us to do? And we are all becoming the best life artists that we can be. And I'm going to tell you right now, you came to shine. You came amazing, as my friend Sherry Marie, which you can find all her music on SherryMarie.com. You can find all of her beautiful, 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 beautiful music. So I want to say thank you to you, Carly Sands, for being here and shining. Thank you.
Thank you, Mbasa.
So, you are so very welcome. So now we have one other playmate on the playground right now. I know she's waiting with bated breath. Her name is
She is not here.
but she is all the way from Zimbabwe. But I'm going to let you tell everyone who is Ethel Murray, the one who brought me over here to be able to shine myself.
Oh, my goodness. A long story, but I'll try to compress it and make it really short. Ethel Murray is, I was born in 1964 in Zimbabwe to two parents, Gabriel and Rachel. And it's funny how stories get, you know, close to each other, because when I was born, they thought I was going to die. what Carly was just saying. And because I was born on the road to the hospital, you know, when they say born before arrival. Arrival to the hospital, not to heaven. But anyway, it was in July, so my birthday is coming up, and I'll be turning 50, and I am really happy. And I feel it's a turning point in my life. That's why I have embarked on doing a lot of things right now and, you know, opening up to the world and to other people. When I was born, as I said, they thought that I was going to die because I didn't cry. And my grandmother was paraplegic, hemiplegic, and she was living like maybe 500 meters away from us. So my brother said to go and get her in a wheelbarrow because we didn't have a car or anything. So she was brought to the house, and she started praying, and she gave me the name Saruzai, which means God has chosen or God has to choose. They say from that time I started crying like mad. So it was like I was waiting for my grandmother to give me a name and then start being welcomed into the world. So I love my grandmother. She passed away a long time ago, but I'm still very close to her in spirit. After that, I grew up to be a very quiet person. I was always the quietest in the house, in the family. We were born seven siblings, four girls and three boys. And my father passed away before I even went to school. So we grew up with mom. But because my mother was not working, my aunt, you know, helped my mother by taking me to go and live with her and send me to school. So I lived with my aunt up to the age maybe of 10, 11. And then I went back to live with mom because I just missed her and I just wanted to be with my mother. My aunt was a great person. Unfortunately, she passed away to breast cancer as well. And after my aunt passed away, I felt, you know, the world was just collapsing on me because I loved her so much. And there was war now in Zimbabwe, you know, the war of liberation. it was very difficult to stay focused or to walk to school because we had to walk like 5 kilometers to go to school on foot, sometimes bare feet, even in July, June, when it was winter. And my cousin, who was living in a small town, asked my mother if she could go with me so I could babysit her daughter. But I was just 12 years old, and I couldn't go to school because of the war. So when I went to live with my cousin, her daughter was mixed. So at that time, because it was during the War of Liberation, she was threatened so many times that that daughter was going to be killed because she was colored. So she made arrangements for the daughter to be adopted by a colored family in the big city in Harare. So my cousin said, Ethel, I think you might have to go and help, this family to make the baby adjust. The daughter was just 3 years old. So I went to live for a month with this family, which is a wonderful family that became my family too. So when I was there, Mrs. Hinzi, bless her heart, she said, I only asked you to adopt one child, but God has given me two, because I'm not going to let Ethel go as well. So she took me in as her own child, and she started sending me to school, which I really, wanted, because I really wanted to go to school, and she thought I was an intelligent person and quiet, and I was internalizing a lot of things and absorbing a lot of things, but I knew a lot at that particular time when I was like 12 years old. So when I turned 13, I ended up going to the convent, joined the LCBL Sisters, which is Little Children of the Blessed Lady. And I was in, under training, like a candidate, postulant, novitiate and all that in the convent. So I stayed in the convent for 16 years as a nun. That was a wonderful time that I don't regret at all, and I'm grateful that God made me go through that. But when I was in the convent, my family back in the rural areas, there was a lot going on at the same time. So my mother got really sick, and she was at the verge of dying. And as she was the only person, looking after the family at the time, it was very difficult for me as well. My brother was very sick, and my other sister was very sick with HIV/AIDS. So died of heart failure, and so the family was left, we didn't have a father or a mother. That was in 1997, and then my other brother died of HIV/AIDS, then my sister died of HIV/AIDS, and their partners died as well. So they were leaving these children, and there was no one to look after the children because my other sisters and brothers didn't have any work. Or, they were not educated enough to find work anywhere. To make it short, the whole family was wiped out. my other two brothers, one died, had an accident, and the other one had ruptured appendix. So the whole family was gone, and I was left to be the only one. So I had to leave the convent to go and look after these children. As I was doing all that, I went to America, where I met beautiful friends like Sherry Marie, Ombasa, and the life started changing because I thought I had lost everything. But I realized that at that time, God had put into my life beautiful people who were like, yesterday, I can relate this to yesterday, another friend, L.V. Williams, said, your friends become your sisters like the sisters you can choose yourself. Unlike the sisters that I was born with, I didn't choose to be in the family with them, but it was a gift from God. And now your friends become your sisters as well because they are the ones you choose, or they choose you, which is a wonderful thing. So So I am so blessed to have Sherry Marie and Ombasa in my life as my sisters.
Yes.
And from that time, they started helping me as sisters and just carried on the torch, you know, the light and shining. And that's where I am today, because Ombasa wanted to come to Australia to help me set up the Round Heart Village, which is an orphanage that I'm going to start building in Zimbabwe for orphaned children, especially those orphaned by HIV/AIDS. Although my nephews and nieces are now grown, I still have four in high school, and there are a lot of children who also need to be, you know, to be helped in different ways, who do not have anyone to help them. Sometimes it's like the 12-year-old is looking after her siblings, and then what happens from there is, you know, they start going on the streets, sleeping around with men, and then they get that HIV/AIDS as well. So the cycle is just going on and on and on. So I've been praying about it, and I think the Lord is telling me to break that cycle. If we can help 20, 50, 60, 70, or 1,000 children to have a better life, I think it will be a life-changing world, because they are going to help their children and their children, so the world can become a better place. So
right now, I am
blessed to have known Debbie from my parish. You know, she's from South Africa, and we have got the strong ties as well. And
I really appreciate that. I really appreciate what you have done for Australia. It would never be the same. And we give thanks, because you truly are one who knows how to play. And you've shown that over and over. And I just wanted to, we got 1 second left, and so I'm going to say that I have something special for you, Ethel Murray, because you do know how to passionately love and appreciate yourself. So I'm going to give you a little treat here, and of course it's with Miss Sherry Marie, and it's Wind. And again, we can find Sherry Marie's music on sherrymarie.com. So I want to thank you, Deborah Sands, Carly Sands, for being here with me, and I love you, I bless you, and I thank the Creator for you. I'm giving you all a big hug. Mwah.
Thank you, Ombasa.
We love you.
All right. Out now. See you later. All right. Well, you know, we have to go at some point, and this is one of them, but we're going to go out with Wind from Sherry Marie. So I will love you, I will bless you, and I will thank the Creator for all of you on the playground of life. And you can look for me next week. We had a beautiful time at the Aboriginal land, and we will have some beautiful interviews for you next week. Out.
conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.